One of the requirements for a mezuzah is that the room that it's being affixed to should be dalad amot al dalad amot, should be 4 amot by 4 amot in terms of its dimensions. That's just under 2 meters by 2 meters. Because anything less than that is not regarded as ra'u l'dira. It's not regarded as being suitable for inhabitation. It's not really regarded as a house. There are a number of discussions as far as this is concerned. The first is a machloket between the Rambam and the Rosh as to something which has an area, total area of 16 square amot, but isn't actually 4 amot by 4 amot. The Rambam says that, even if it was 2 amot by 8 amot, that would be acceptable because it's got the necessary dimensions in total, whereas the Rosh is the opinion that it needs to be actually 4 amot by 4 amot, because otherwise, even though it might have 16 amot, it's not really usable as a Beit Dira, as an inhabitable area. The Beit Yosef supports the position of the Rambam that, and says that the Rosh is a Dat Yachid, and therefore in the Shulchan Aruch Siman Resh Pei Vav, if you'd gimel, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Rambam, that even if it's 8 by 2 amot, then it, or it's round or triangular, then it would need a mezuzah. However, the Shach and the Aruch HaShulchan that say that the Rosh isn't a Dat Yachid, Rabbein Yerucham also holds like that, and therefore that it might not need a mezuzah, and in such a case one should put up a mezuzah but without saying a bracha. That in any event, there are Achronim that say that there comes a point when obviously even according to the Rambam it wouldn't need a mezuzah. If you've got something which is less than 1 amah wide, that's even if it's 16 amot long, then it wouldn't require a mezuzah because it's only a narrow passageway rather than a proper Beit Dira. That's what happens. That's if you've got a small room which is 4 amot by 4 amot, but it's got furniture in it, which means that you haven't got space in there to move around. That's 4 amot by 4 amot. You can have this with a small kitchen. By the time you've got a sink unit in there and a fridge and an oven, there's not much room to swing a cat. That's so what would the din be there? That also is a point of machloket amongst the Achronim. Rav Vosner in Shevet Halei says that if it's something which is needed for the room, it's part of the use of that room, then it doesn't reduce the overall size. So you've got a small kitchen and you've got the oven and the fridge and the sink unit there, even though you might only have 2 amot by 2 amot to actually move around in, nevertheless that's how you use a kitchen, by cramming all these things into the area. But others disagree that, and this is brought down in the name of the Chazanish, that certainly if things are fixed there and you can't move them, so then it does reduce the size of the area. So if it's a fixed oven or a fixed sink unit or something like that, then it wouldn't need a mezuzah. But the maskana seems to be, again, in this case, to put up the mezuzah, but not to say a bracha. That further issue is discussed by the poskim, where you've got a small room that's less than dalad amot by dalad amot, which is off of a big room. That's so you've got a large room which needs a mezuzah when you go into it. Then at the far end, maybe you've got a small room which is 3 amot by 3 amot, might be a dressing room or a storage area or something like that. Does it need a mezuzah? So Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Aruch HaShulchan point out that it certainly needs, that doorway certainly needs a mezuzah, because if you were to imagine that that other room wasn't there, then this would simply be an exit from the main room into wherever else. So therefore that doorway needs a mezuzah. The question would be whether it needs a mezuzah on the way into it, or on the way from the large room into the small room, which is the normal way of passage, or because the small room is less than dalad amot, perhaps it needs it as a mezuzah leading into the large room, because the large room is the one which is dalad amot al dalad amot. Another area where this comes up is with regard to a porch that's at the front of a house. Very often the porch area is less than daladamot or daladamot. Does that need a mezuzah or not? So on the face of it, it wouldn't need a mezuzah, but most of the poskim say that it should have a mezuzah, because even though that room itself doesn't need a mezuzah, but this is an entrance way into the larger house, and therefore, because the doorway doesn't need a mezuzah in terms of that small room, but it needs a mezuzah because it's a doorway which ultimately leads to a large room, and therefore a mezuzah should be put up. But again, we put up a mezuzah there without a bracha. Ad kan.